You would think that every American respects our military and veterans, but you would be wrong. Toy soldier Trump is one of the biggest haters. Five-time Vietnam draft dodger with his fake bone spurs never learned the honor of military personnel. The Lincoln Project makes the case.
Donald Trump is a draft dodger, a coward.
I had deferments because of college, like a lot of people did. Numerous deferments because of college.
When 58,000 men gave their lives in Vietnam, Trump was the spoiled rich kid who faked bone spurs.
I had a foot thing and I had deferment for that.
He mocked men who fought, bragging that cruising New York for sex and avoiding STDs was his own Vietnam.
It is your personal Vietnam, isn't it?
It is my personal
Vietnam. It is. You've said that many times.
I feel like a great and very brave soldier.
Trump called veterans suckers and losers. He mocked POW John McCain.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump, a coward, a criminal.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Stand up for America.
No one in his family even served. But that still shouldn't make you think about the patriotism of serving your country. Even just this past week or so, he said the Presidential Medal of Freedom is a higher and better than the Medal of Honor because you didn't have to get shot up or die for it. From Senator John McCain's remarks of how he didn't like heroes who weren't captured to saying Humayun Khan, a Muslim American U.S. Army captain who was killed in Iraq in 2004, wouldn't have died if he was president. Would have disqualified him to be commander-in-chief of the biggest and strongest military on the planet. I know, it doesn't make sense to me either. Gold family members were disrespected by his comments and led to Han's father taking to the stage at the Democratic National Convention in 2016.
Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
Trump just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why men and women would go to war for their country. He doesn't understand patriotism. He asked then Chief of Staff General John Kelly while standing at his son's Robert's grave, who died in Afghanistan on Memorial Day in Arlington Cemetery, I don't get it. What was in it for them? He would go on famously to call dead soldiers suckers and losers. He would not attend at the Normandy Memorial event in France because it was raining and it would ruin his perfect hair. He would go on to have military generals come and go as his joint chiefs of staff because they wouldn't give in to his worst demands. The generals had to protect us from the commander-in-chief because he is a fucking idiot. Oh, wait. That's what Trump called General Mark Milley, a fucking idiot, for his views on a withdrawal in Afghanistan. Dope, moron, and idiot were just some adjectives being tossed around by those closest to Trump about Trump. General Mark Milley wanted to resign on more than one occasion, but General John Kelly and others said he needed to stay until the end, knowing the end was near and it wasn't going to be pretty, foreshadowing the January 6th insurrection. They said to let him fire you because it would be a bigger news story versus a blurb, he resigned. During the George Floyd protest, where Trump wanted to shoot protesters in the legs, Trump made Milley walk from the White House over to Lafayette Park, where Trump famously stood in front of the church with the Bible upside down. Milley was in fatigues, and he knew what kind of message it would send, so he slinked away into an SUV. Milley's resignation letter that he never gave read in part, "At lastly, it is my deeply held belief that you're ruining the international order and causing significant damage to our country overseas that was fought for so hard by the greatest generation that they instituted in 1945. Between 1914 and 1945, 150 million people were slaughtered in the conduct of war. They were slaughtered because of tyrannies and dictatorships. That generation, like every generation, has fought against that, has fought against fascism, has fought against Nazism, has fought against extremism. It's now obvious to me that you don't understand that world order. You don't understand what the war was all about. In fact, you subscribe to many of the principles that we fought against, and I cannot be party to that. As I was researching this podcast, I came across so many stories. I even had to take a break in between after listening to Mr. Hahn speak at the DNC. So many stories that would make anybody shocked and awe by his ignorance and lack of empathy. He couldn't even make a call to widow of Sergeant Law David Johnson when he died in Niger. He told her he knew what he was signing up for and made her cry even more. He never listened to his chief of staff, General John Kelly, on what to say. Trump wanted to be a dictator, then and now. The patriotic generals protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. They just didn't know that the domestic part was from their own commander-in-chief. He wanted the parades like he saw in other countries with dictators, but the generals said no, that it would ruin the streets of Washington, D.C. and cost over $30 million. He wanted to pull our military out of Syria, but General Mattis said no because he refused to give in to ISIS taking over the area again. Again, our own military had to protect the American citizens from the deranged lunatic President Donald Trump. Trump's first VA secretary was David Shulkin, who was ousted by a Trump tweet after an inspector general report found Shulkin took a trip to Europe that involved more sightseeing than official business. He says that he was set up and wrote a book, It Shouldn't Be This Hard to Serve Your Country, Our Broken Government, and the Plight of Veterans. As a side note, he was an Obama holdover. To replace Shulkin, Trump first nominated current Representative Ronnie Jackson, a Republican from Texas, at the time a Navy doctor who served as the White House physician and won Trump's favor by showering him with praise. Jackson, though, was forced to withdraw from consideration after allegations that were later confirmed by an inspector general that he drank on the job, overprescribed medications, and created a hostile work environment. He also is the one who was Trump's doctor overseeing his ear from the assassination attempt. Trump always touts he only hires the best people, but had the biggest turnover rate than any other administration on record. There's an entire Wikipedia page just for the turnovers. Just Google it. There were a few good pieces of VA legislation that passed to help veterans getting better health care, but with all the infighting going on, it really wasn't implemented. It was instead marred by Trump loyalists that were not doing the right thing for the veterans. Project 2025 doesn't honor the veterans at all. Chapter 20, page 641, named Department of Veterans Affairs, written by Brooks D. Tucker. He helped to craft the policy framework for President-elect Trump's transition team. Funny how many former Trump people helped write Project 2025, don't you think? Now, I don't claim to understand the history of Veterans Affairs and don't quite understand what Project 2025 wants to do, but I did find a very passionate man on TikTok, Pat Lawler. Who does?
Veterans are going to be screwed over by Project 2025. It proposes a complete change to the disability rating scale. Not to make it easier for veterans to get the care that they need, but to make it so much harder that they save billions of dollars. Where does that money come from? Veterans' pockets. They want to change it so you can't collect retirement and disability at the same time. So if you stayed in long enough to get retired and were also disabled in the process, too bad. What do you think's going to happen to disabled people who already make up an overwhelming amount of the homeless population when you cut their benefits? Not to mention the Supreme Court just made it legal to say you're not allowed to sleep outside. Oh, we'll just get another job. Well, they're trying to cut the secondary education benefits too. They're trying to cut BAH, basic housing allowance, so any amount of the money that doesn't directly go to housing, they take back. They're trying to privatize TRICARE, the military's insurance. And they want to further privatize the VA, getting rid of two of the lower levels of veterans, like, hey, you broke both your legs jumping out of an airplane? Ah, too bad. Should have got shot. You better have it on camera when you do, because you're definitely not going to convince the civilian contractor who does all the disability claims now. They are proudly saying that they intend to steal $160 billion from veterans in active duty by 2032. If you don't care about the military, well, have fun being drafted, because what do you think's going to happen to recruitment and retention when they get rid of all the benefits? Not to mention the rest of Project 2025, which will also affect you in whatever profession you have, unless that profession is billionaire. If you think this is fear-mongering, go read it for yourself. They're so confident, they put it on the internet, while simultaneously bragging that they're committing a second American Revolution. Once again spending the blood of veterans, only this time against their will. Vote this down.
MSNBC is reporting about fears growing that a second Trump term will use the military to stop domestic protests or intervene in elections. Trump is not finished playing toy soldier. He wants to be a dictator with the military that only answers to him. He will never understand that for our military, it's an honor to serve our country. Don't allow Trump and Vance Swiftboat Tim Walz with their stolen valor BS. Walz served our country honorably for 24 years. Disabled veteran Senator Tammy Duckworth sums it all up.
Well, American voters have a chance to choose. Do they want a five-time draft dodger who denigrates military men and women and our veterans and calls us suckers and losers? Who doesn't want to have his picture taken with amputee veterans of various conflicts to be the next commander-in-chief? Or are you going to have Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who care deeply about veterans? Tim Walz has been out there leading on so many issues for veterans, especially burn pits. Donald Trump is despicable. He doesn't deserve to be commander-in-chief. And certainly those remarks are consistent with where he's always been. He thinks that we're suckers and losers, and frankly, he's not fit to be commander-in-chief.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next time when I discuss the Environmental Protection Agency and why Project 2025 wants to shut it down. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.